Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Talking Pictures. This is one of those fun, we've been doing them lately because I kind of get a different vibe at night. Late night edition, but will be released at the usual time, sometime during the afternoon. And this is going to be a review. We're very excited for, this is the second time that this filmmaker has given us the first review, the first publication to be reviewing it. And we're very excited about that because it is quite an honor. And having spent a lot of years on the filmmaker side of things, myself being blessed, we were kind of in a position where we just went with what we could. And now filmmaking has changed. And I'll admit, I produced a lot of B-movie crap. So when you have these great films that Miles does, you really do get your chance to go to his first film, The Historian, was in the New York Times, the LA Times. I want to say Variety, but anyways, the point being, Miles was our first guest of this show, and he always kept his word to come back. He's been a guest, but when he's given us these two opportunities to be the first one, not to see the film, but to review it and officially review it, we really appreciate that. Miles, this is a film titled Demons, so it has obviously some religious stuff. I don't know what the word is, not mystical, magical, but it deals with some supernatural themes. And Miles, aside from being a wonderful filmmaker, actor himself, guy who writes, produces, directs, and stars in his films, he holds a PhD in ancient history from Tulane University. He's a highly intelligent guy. When I say you would never know it, what I mean is he doesn't say you have to call him doctor. He doesn't. I mean, I'm sure there's circles where he's called doctor, and he is a doctor, but so non-presumptuous. Anyways, couldn't say enough good things about Miles. This film, Demons, will be coming October 6th with limited theatrical release. The cable VOD day and date are the same. And the world premiere is happening at the Jerome International Film Festival, September 8th in Arizona. So you guys want to check that out. Got a lot of family and friends in Arizona, so we're going to do all we can to get the word out. This will be a little bit of a shorter review because I love films that just get to the point, get to the core. The script is strong, which I've come to expect great scripts from Miles. So I don't want to say I'm surprised, but there's surprises for the audience. The Historian could not have been more different than The Hollow. Look these up in the archives because he came on the show for each of them. The Hollow was this great crime drama set in the South, which is where Miles is from. And so when I got done watching The Hollow, and let's just say now it's coming out so I can say that I had heard about Demons, I thought, what is Miles doing here? His first one was about a history teacher and a college professor, and that's what Miles is. So it was like, write what you know. Second one, he was this really, just check out The Hollow. You can find it, just Google it. You can find it on different platforms. But The Hollow, first of all, it could not have been more different than The Historian. And also, Miles was playing a guy that is so far from who he is. So it really showed his acting. And what's been great about his films is the writing's there, the directing's there. Obviously, he produces, but what I love is I'm watching his acting evolve and to, first of all, kind of play a college professor, then play this crooked cop. Miles is one of the most honest guys I know. And so this, he plays a pastor, priest, whatever you want to call it. I don't like going down the religious path because you say one wrong thing and then people think you're saying this or you meant that. So I'm going to leave it at that he's a pastor, preacher. And there's some stuff that people would think, oh, this is like The Exorcist. There's obviously some influence from The Exorcist. But what I do want to say is the cutting, the editing is so amazing here. And I should have watched the credits to see who I should credit. Miles is very good at putting a great team together. And I know on the other films I saw, he had the same team. So this is a very entertaining film. And what did it for me was that, in all honesty, I'm not that into horror supernatural films, which this isn't. And that's what Miles pulled off. Miles managed to, I guess you could say, make a romantic comedy that was a cop movie. This is not something I would classify as horror. I wouldn't say supernatural fan nerds go out, get out and see it. I would tell everyone to check it out. It's got a little bit for everyone. It's what a film should be. It gives you a little bit of everything. There's some moments of laughter. There's friends that get together and spend some time together. There's some real relatable moments. This is one of those films where I'm just going to go to the IMDb log line because this is a film that I truly could not explain because Miles had some really great, layers. Sorry, I don't mean to go blank when I'm doing one of these, but sometimes there's those films that it comes time for the review and you're going through it in your brain, you're playing it in your brain and you're not lost, but you are just in the zone of the film. And that's what a film should do. It should put you in there, and whatever it's doing, whatever the filmmaker is doing, you can see below that there's the trailer. And my gosh, I'm feeling so bad here if I by accidentally deleted the website. I apologize to you, Miles. This is this new chain email thing on Hotmail where if you even mention a word, it sends it into another thing. You can look up the exclusive. Oh my gosh, this is just so awful. I swear it's Demons the Movie .com, and right now my computer is acting up. I cannot believe that it is doing this. I sincerely apologize to you, the audience, but this is just basically this guy is struggling with some of his own inner demons. He's struggling with, you know what, I am so off base here. I cannot believe my computer is not bringing up the official website. Okay, IMDb, here we go. I apologize for that. Never happens, and of course it happens with a filmmaker who gives us first dibs. Celebrated fiction writer and former priest Colin Hampstead and his wife Kaylee are tormented by the ghost of her late sister as the details of her grisly death slowly uncover. I didn't want to give away those character points, but since IMDb does it, that's cool. Great cast. The last couple of films had some very known actors like William Sadler, and I want you to check out The Hollow and The Historian so you guys can Google those and follow those. Miles is a filmmaker to follow. He's a highly intelligent individual. He's someone you're going to want to know the name Miles Doliak. Not only is he one of the great filmmakers of today, but he's one of the great filmmakers of tomorrow. He's got a lot ahead of him. His career is going to go places. This is classified as horror by IMDb. It's cool that it's coming out through Historia Films. Dances with Films is where I met Miles a couple years ago when I was checking out The Historian. And I remember seeing The Historian and thinking, this is a director I have to meet. I don't know what it is here that I'm seeing, but this is a great director. So what's tough, as you can tell that I've bumbled over my words and had a little slip, is that this is just an all-around great film. And sometimes the great films leave you speechless. And I'm not meaning to be speechless, but this is just kudos to Miles for the way he drew out the relationships with himself and his and what he was helping with the I don't know if you want to call it exorcisms, the demons, the relationships between the friends were so authentic. His wife, everything was just such great writing. And it's like Miles, like any writer, gets better and better and better. Every aspect is good, but this is one of Miles' films where I want to just say this screenplay sets the tone for just a fantastic work of art. And again, while we have a few minutes, let me apologize. I am so sorry to Miles for this computer glitch of the website not coming up. Because I know you can go there. Please Google Demons. It's Demons, the movie. I really apologize. I would never do this with any malice. And these, also the editing. So I heard a great quote the other day that said, writing is not done with the script. Writing is not done with the shooting. It was Francis McDormand talking about Blood Simple, that writing is done when the editors finish cutting the film. And so I really found it odd that I heard this the other day, and then Miles really brought it out. You know, he's already a great director, so I can't, it's hard to not know going in that the film's going to be well made, that the acting's going to be on par. So I'm going to give this a big 2 thumbs up, 4, 5 out of 5 stars. Seal of approval of Aloha, because in reality, I don't like horror films that much. I studied them too much to produce horror films. The couple that I'd produced, I will never reveal the titles, but they're on Amazon Prime. And I just got burnt out. I remember literally watching a couple hundred. And so I wasn't hesitant. I want to support Miles because he supports this show. But I was just the tiniest bit hesitant. So anytime a director can take me off of my path and get me enjoying a genre I don't like, that is one of the most powerful things you can do with film. So with that, Miles, there's so many words, but there's not enough. You made a film that left me just really having a good time and enjoying a horror film, which I have not done in a long, long time. I want to say, I can't even count how many years. So thank you for that. So there's nothing more we can say here other than on October 6th, video on demand, the limited theatrical release, which Miles will tell us more tomorrow. He's coming by for an interview. So stay tuned. Check out this review. Know that you're going to get the director discussing the film more. And that's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for joining us. And have a great night. Most of all, tomorrow, spread some peace. And aloha.